Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from mansions for sale at a mere 80 grand to a sea of Marilyn Monroes descending right across Wicklow. Lots of action around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. But our own breakfast briefing presenter, Shane Beattie, is with me to tell me all about it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Plans for this sunny Friday?
I'm thinking of doing Taste of Dublin at the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Now, it depends on the weather, but I would like to go to it. I might go tomorrow afternoon, I think. I keep hearing people talk about it. I've never been, so I would like to go.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I've been a few times.
Is there free food? Nibbles?
Yeah.
Samples?
My memory of it is that it's pricey.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, but you're dealing with some of the best restaurants. I'm just hoping that you go around with free samples rather than having to buy, because you'd end up with no money left after it. So I'm hoping that there are samples there.
I'd manage your expectation of these free samples you're getting.
I wasn't going to bother having breakfast tomorrow morning, but I better.
I'd probably eat a good breakfast, actually.
Anyway, we'll see with the weather.
No, it's still great. You know, it's well worth going to for a great day.
It looks great.
For sure.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah, so, she's right, isn't she?
She is. Marilyn Monroe, a queen. I'm definitely interested in this because we've the largest ever gathering of Marilyn Monroe lookalikes Ireland has ever seen.
Sorry, just what?
It's coming to Wicklow. Lots of people do dress up as Marilyn Monroe, so this is a chance to get up and join with other people who are like-minded. So the Mater Hospital Foundation is calling on people in Wicklow to set their inner Marilyn Monroe free. I don't know how many have an inner Marilyn Monroe, but if they do, set it free, because there's a Hollywood-themed fundraiser swim at Bray's South Promenade Beach on the August Bank Holiday weekend. We're telling you now so you can put it in your calendar. Be prepared for shouts of lights, camera, paddle and boop boop badoop, we're told. On Sunday, August 4th, when the foundation hosts its inaugural Marilyn's Matter paddle. And after the paddle, there'll be a Marilyn mixer with each guy or gal who signs up, so men can do this too, receiving a fabulous pack including a blonde bombshell wig, retro red heart-shaped glasses and a beach ball. And all the funds raised will go to the Mater Hospital Women's Cancer Care Unit.
That's deadly.
It's a great idea.
That is a really lovely fundraising initiative.
I hope they get the weather. It'll be quite a spectacle to see all these people in 1950s dress on Bray Promenade. So hopefully they get the weather.
I presume there's not that many Marilyn lookalikes. They're dressing up.
I don't think they're official Marilyn Monroe lookalikes. I think it's people who like to throw on a wig and maybe some 50s dress and think that they're Marilyn.
Why not? If you're looking for value, we're always talking about house prices. Yeah. Tell us about this mansion in Leitrim for 80 grand.
Well, you must notice this on your drive home to Donegal. All these mansions on the side of the road in rural Ireland.
Everybody at home, in my eyes, lives in a mansion.
They all live in huge.
You'd put six of my houses into their house.
I know.
They're huge. They're huge.
Particularly, I notice if you're ever driving through Cavan, or sometimes I go to a friend's house in Achill and in rural Ireland on the drive down, and I'm kind of jealous because they're huge and they've loads of space. Anyway, here is your chance to get one, and it's quite affordable compared to Dublin and the commuter belt areas, because this is a huge house. It's an unfinished mansion in Leitrim, up for auction, and it could sell for just €80,000. And you really have to see this house because it's huge.
So I'm looking at a photograph of it here when you say unfinished. Like, by unfinished, we mean it's a two-storey, it's partially constructed, but the roof isn't on it. But the actual exterior walls are all there.
Yeah.
Entirely there.
Yeah. You'd probably do it for another 100,000, 200,000 and have a mansion in Leitrim with 3 acres, by the way, for €80,000.
So the first thing you need to tell people is that on the top storey, this house has 5 windows going across. It's a little bit like the Home Alone. It's got two, then it's got one that's obviously like the hallway porch with like small windows at either side, and then it's got another two.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge house.
Fabulous.
And then conservatory off the side.
You have a big garage.
Full garage.
Well. So if you want to live there, it's in a place called Socks in Drumahair, and it's described, as you say, as a two-storey, partially constructed detached residence. But, you know, Leitrim not a million miles from anywhere as well. Certainly a chance for someone to move in. And I would say it's probably 3 or 4 times the size of a 4-bed semi-D. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Mansion of a house. And particularly we're here
trying to
today.
Find the square footage of it, and I can't
see that either. I'm not sure, but we'll try and find that. But particularly today, there's a report out that so many people are now moving out of their county into other counties. So it could be an option to move to Leitrim.
You love the greenways. You always have a story for us about a greenway.
Yes, we're going to Wexford for this. I hope the sunny southeast is living up to its name this summer. Kildare isn't so far. Nice
That's
day today.
That's not in the sunny southeast.
I know. And if you have the good weather, of course, there's nowhere nicer to be than Wexford and Waterford. And actually, we were talking earlier about crossing county lines to move house. The two counties are allowing you to cross county lines here because we're told, according to the New Ross Standard, that the full greenway from New Ross to Waterford is expected to be completed in 3 years. Time. Now, we're already 3 years into the project, so I imagine that is a bit of frustration for people locally. Currently, it's over 6 kilometres in length, and then the next phase will see Glenmore connected to the Rue Glen and Rosbercon connected to Mount Elliot. So it should be a huge benefit to areas like New Ross.
I did my first cycle on one of, it's not the Greenway, is it the Shannon Way or it's the Blue Way? It's the one from, actually, we did it the time we went camping at Battlebridge in Roscommon. So we went from there to Drumshambo in Leitrim. It wasn't particularly terribly, maybe 15 kilometres, 16, would that be right? Oh my God, I loved it. Yeah. I haven't been on a bike since I was about 9.
And it also gives you a chance to see a different part of Ireland that you don't obviously get to see in your car. They're saying this is a really special greenway because it has a half-mile tunnel that no other greenway in Ireland will have. Also, there's the Red Bridge over the Barrow Valley, which is meant to be spectacular. And there's deep cuts the whole way along, which we're told, according to the council, are spectacular. So there's a uniqueness to the Southeast Greenway, apparently. That's not the official name. They haven't decided on the name yet. So just call it Wexford to Waterford Greenway.
Wexford to Waterford Greenway. 3 years' time.
Yes. So yeah, we're gearing up for holiday season.
Yeah. We're in it, I think.
Yeah, lots of people doing staycations, particularly in June and July. But in Kerry, the Kerry man is reporting on self-catering accommodation. By the way, I'm trying to find somewhere with my dog to rent out, like for a little holiday.
Oh, right.
The price is ridiculous.
You're one of these.
Yeah, but like the price is, you'd get a 5-star hotel a lot cheaper for 2-3 nights. But anyway, that's at least that there are some places available because there may not be. Anyway, hands off our industry is the strong message to government from angry members of the Irish Self-Catering Federation in Kerry. There are fears the industry is being made a scapegoat for the country's housing crisis. And a letter was handed to Taoiseach Simon Harris this week outlining concerns from 1,850 self-catering homes in Kerry that must be now regulated under a new short-term letting bill. This is to try and regulate Airbnb. So from 2025, planning permission has to be sought before owners can advertise properties for short-term letting. And what they're saying in Kerry is that it risks causing damage to rural Ireland by closing down self-catering homes. I think they don't want the hassle of having to apply for planning permission, and also you have to prove how vacant your property is throughout the year. So what the warning is that some of these could close down, and the self-catering owners are telling the government, hands off our industry, you're messing with a product that it knows doesn't know enough about. Yeah.
Just to go back to something you mentioned, because the Lunchtime Live listeners are brilliant with recommendations and ideas. So you're looking for a staycation with your dog.
With the dog.
And where do you want to go?
Don't really mind. Somewhere near a beach would be lovely.
Well, now you
nice
like
view.
Fancy places, Shane Beattie.
Ah, no, I can slum it with the rest of them. with the dog, I've come to the realisation it's not going to be a glamorous holiday with the dog.
I definitely won't be meeting you wherever you're staying anyway.
I also want a hot tub as well, sorry.
For you and the dog?
Yeah, I am a bit fancy.
You can't put the dog in the hot tub.
No, just for me. Right. I need something to do. They can't have it all for the dog. So if anyone knows of a nice self-catering cottage that doesn't cost
more
the same...
More importantly, with a hot tub.
With a hot tub and with sea views, preferably. That doesn't cost a 5-star
hotel But I'll slum it, he says. Can we replay
version.
That bit of the tape?
That's my kind of slumming it.
Deadly. County Galway, that's our final story.
We're going to Mayo and Galway here because if you're looking to get away from it all and also do it in Ireland, well, this week comes the news. A study's found that Mayo is the best county to live off-grid in. Also Galway, other counties in Connacht and along the west coast have swept up as runners-up. Calorgas researched how best to live off-grid and they found that Mayo comes out number one with a large volume of land per capita and competitive housing prices. So you've Mayo, Leitrim, Galway, Kerry, Donegal and Roscommon as well. I have one final story for you, by the way. Yes, the price of a pint and the best pint. It's in the Daily Mirror today, so we're only just seeing this now. A Guinness guzzling girl has trekked to over 400 pubs across Ireland and Europe to try and find the perfect pint of the black stuff. So her name is Sarah Love, and she spent the last 4 years travelling 16,000 kilometres, visiting 12 different countries to find the best pint of Guinness. She spent over €2,000 doing it.
I've heard of her. She's
she's really well known.
What's her name?
Sarah Love. She has an Instagram page.
Guinness, yeah. Guinness Girl or Guinness Gal or something they call her.
So out of the 400 pubs across Europe for the best pint of Guinness, it's a pub in Ireland and a pub you know very well because it's the Railway Bar in Dundurn.
No way! Mm. Is that in the paper this week?
That's in the paper today.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you with all certainty my family did not see that. What
there
paper
you go.
Is that?
It's in the Mirror.
It's the only
Irish pub
stop.
In the top five, and it's the Railway Bar in Dundurn, which you know very well.
Yeah.
The rest are in Northern Ireland, Glasgow and Manchester.
Well,
and it's the best pint of Guinness in not only the country, I would say in Europe.
So it's not a fact, because we're obviously clearly always tell people it's the best pint of Guinness, but it's now a fact.
It is.
It's there in black and white.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
in
the Guinness
writing.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is now a fact that it's the best pint of Guinness.
Best pint of Guinness.
The Railway Bar Dundurn. And that's not me saying it. That's not a shameless plug for the family. That's
out of 400 pubs across Europe, it's the best pint of Guinness.
Well, that's
a proud
they
moment
are
for you.
Going to be. I'm chuffed. They'll be thrilled. And yeah. I know they don't know this.
No.
They haven't seen this
paper.
Yet.
Yeah. Congratulations.
There you go. Shane, if anyone has tips for Shane's hot tub for the dog, 087 1400 106. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, talk to you then.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.